Good morning. Thank you very much, Steve. Today, I thought we would talk about something, Gino, that I know is very, very important to you, education and how well our young people are doing in school. I thought about this subject because those of us who are in academic medicine are very, very much concerned that there is a lack of young African-American males coming up through elementary and high school who are interested in going into the healthcare profession. And the studies show that by the time these young people get to the eighth grade, if they are not doing well and are interested in science and math, the likelihood that they are going to drop out of science and math going forward in high school is going to be increased significantly. And if you drop out of science and math by the time you get to the eighth grade, the likelihood that you are going to be a candidate to go to school in the healthcare profession is very, very significant. It was brought to our attention by the presidents of the historically African-American medical schools that this is becoming a major problem. But you might ask, well, why is that a problem? Well, we know that if there are not enough African-Americans in the healthcare profession, then the health disparities as we know it are likely to continue to exist. So I'm encouraging all parents who have really bright kids, encourage them to go into the healthcare profession. Not only is it a good paying profession, but that's not the reason that we go into it. We just really need young, bright African-Americans to go into the healthcare profession because that's going to stop the health disparities as we know it. I'm Dr. Thaddeus John Bell, closing the gap in health disparities for African-Americans and the underserved.